Good morning, everyone, and welcome back to another Morning with the Masters, where we devote ourselves to the Lord daily with you.
Good morning, you guys.
We are picking up on day four of our How to Heal from Heartbreak God's Way devotional in the Bible app. There's a link to that in the description of this podcast if you guys want to follow along with us. And as always, I'm going to read the scripture, and then Tori's going to read the Devo.
Let's do it.
The scripture is Colossians 3, verses 2 through 4, and it says this: Set your minds on things above, not on earthly things. For you died, and your life is now hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, who is your life, appears, then you also will appear with him in glory.
The devotional is titled, Let God Define You, and it says, Take a moment to think about everything that is important to you. How does God fit into that list? Whenever we elevate anything above God, we're committing idolatry. Not all heartbreak comes from idolatry, but idolatry can lead to heartbreak. That's why it's important to be aware that nothing can replace God's place in our hearts. If we idolize something, we risk redefining who God calls us to be. We were created by God, for God. And because we were created for God, who we truly are can only be found when we seek him. Idolizing something and making it the most important aspect of our lives can change how we define ourselves. When we try to define who we are with something that is not God, it's ultimately going to fail us. It's like trying to patch a sinking boat with chewing gum. It might work for a very short period of time, but we're not going to stay afloat unless we patch the hole with something sturdy. In the same way, if we place our identities into something or someone we love, we might feel fulfilled for a short time, but it ultimately can't satisfy us the way Christ will. Defining ourselves by something other than Christ doesn't mean we don't love Jesus, but our love for Jesus should come before our love for anything else. If our priorities are out of line, he will look for opportunities to remind us of who we truly are. And sometimes he uses heartbreak to show us this. When something we idolize lets us down or is taken from us, it can tear apart our sense of identity, leaving us to pick up the pieces. But if you allow him to, God can build you a new and stronger identity. He can take the broken pieces of your life and turn it into something that honors him and brings him glory.
Yeah, I love this. It makes me think of like our justification mm-hmm. in terms of like, why did Jesus have to die for us to be made right with God? Mm-hmm. And, you know, in one sense, it's because there was an eternal mm-hmm. sin committed against a righteous, holy God, a perfect God.
Yeah.
And so that required an eternal
sacrifice,
yeah. which meant that we as humans, imperfect beings, could not pay that price.
Right.
So God, being the loving father he is, came down to earth mm-hmm. and lived a perfect life yeah. and took upon that sacrifice to satisfy mm-hmm. what that justice needed.
Right.
Okay. And it's the same thing with our identity. If we were made to enjoy God forever,
right?
Why would we ever think that a cell phone, an app, a relationship, a number in a bank account,
yeah.
a career, a vacation could yeah. ever be a replacement
right.
for enjoying the our Heavenly Father?
Right.
Right. It just doesn't, pay it. Right.
Right.
Only God can satisfy us, not all these earthly things.
Yeah. And I think that that's where the enemy comes in, because he wants to make all of these things that we tend to idolize very tempting and very mm-hmm. appealing, but they're all empty. And so you don't even realize sometimes, like the devotional said, until it's taken away or it's like messed up in some way. And you're like, mm-hmm. wait, wow, I think I wrapped my identity up in that, and it yeah. wasn't satisfying. It wasn't what I thought it was going to be. And I feel like that's where the enemy gets you, is he tries to make you think that the things of this world are going to satisfy you more than intimacy with your Heavenly Father. And it's not true. And so I think that we need to focus so much more on the intimacy aspect of our relationship with our Heavenly Father, because that's when the things of this world grow strangely dim.
Yeah. And another thing to note, even for those, like, you know, really devout believers, is that we can even make the things of God idols.
Yeah.
And so
like
we
ministry efforts.
Yeah, yeah. And we can't let those things, because we believe we're doing them for God, become an idol over our love and affection for God himself.
The intimacy aspect. Yeah.
Amen.
It's good.
You ready to pray, son?
I am. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, we love you. We thank you, God, for coming down, sacrificing your son so that we could have this intimate relationship with you, Lord. I pray we stop taking that for granted. Lord, I pray against the schemes of the enemy that would tempt us with things of this world and make them look more satisfying than intimacy with you, Lord. It is a lie, and it is a lie from the pit of hell. God, so we pray against those things right now, Lord, that those things of this world would grow strangely dim, that they wouldn't tempt us at all, Lord, but that we would be so drawn unto you, that our love and affection for you would grow, that our faith in you would grow, that our trust in you would grow, Lord, so that when the enemy comes, it's laughable, God, because we know the truth. We know the truth of who you are. We know the truth of how much you love us. And we know the truth that only you can satisfy us. We thank you for these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen, God.
Amen, God.
Amen, y'all. Now is that perfect time to throw in that worship music and break out the journal and just continue pressing into the Lord.
Amen. And y'all, don't forget that you are God's masterpiece.
And don't forget that we love you.
We love you guys. And we'll be talking to you tomorrow.
Later.